1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Well, the Grammys were last night. The controversy surrounding Eminem, I thought we would address directly. Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier. He's an entertainment writer in Orange County, and he writes for the Courier and has for the last 10 years about entertainment matters. And, Doug, you are gay. And
I am, Phil.
And you wanted to take this time to give a little review to last night's Grammys.
Well, I did, Phil, and I do want to take the time to review Eminem. And I am a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. I came out of the closet almost 8 months ago, and I can tell you what it's like to be an out gay man. I'm very proud, and I do a great job as a writer. But as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I want to end the controversy right now about Eminem. And I know a lot of people have thought that Eminem is a homophobe. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I would say that Eminem is entirely acceptable to the gay community. And I'm saying that as a gay man and as a gay...
Now, wait, but you, how can you say to you, maybe?
No, to the entire gay community.
How can you say that? There were all kinds of people who were protesting, glad... the Gay Lesbian Alliance for Anti-Defamation.
Well, first of all, I think you have to understand when you deal with GLAAD, that's some very tired old dykes and some queens. I don't think that they are an organization that speaks for the gay community at all. I felt that the thing that I really want to...
You don't think they speak for the gay community at all?
I don't think they speak for the gay community in any great number. If they had, they would have had more people out there. But what I am telling you is more important. I don't think you need to bring GLAAD into this. I'm telling you as a gay man and as a gay journalist, Eminem is entirely acceptable. I think that he is a tremendous artist. And the thing that I want to make, the point that I'm trying to make here, though, Phil, is I felt this before Elton John did. And, you know, Elton John is trying to make it look like he's some kind of a groundbreaker. Okay? And I don't think it's fair because I felt that Eminem was good long before Elton John thought that Eminem was good.
And well, how long have you felt that...
I can tell you that I felt this...
How long have you felt this way?
I felt it for a few weeks.
You felt it for a few weeks? That you felt that Eminem is... Why didn't you write about it?
Because I was on vacation. I would have put it in my column. But I did take a vacation, and that's why I'm on your program right now, to tell people this. I've felt it for a long time. I know I felt it longer than Elton John. And I think it's unfair because Elton John is a known bisexual... So he doesn't really count as a gay man or as a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I wanted to come on your show 2 weeks ago to tell you that, and to tell you that I thought Eminem was totally acceptable, but you guys didn't return my phone calls also.
We were busy for a couple of weeks, okay? But that's why I asked you why you didn't write about this.
I did, because, as I said, I was on vacation. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I embraced him way before anybody else even knew who he was around. Okay.
So it's been longer than a few weeks, right?
It's been more than Elton John. And I'm just feeling a little frustrated about all of this because...
Well, what about his lyrics? What about these allegedly homophobic lyrics?
Well, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I know what he means by those lyrics, and I don't think I could explain it to a straight person, but let me try and present a theory. And it's something I've been kicking around. Because I'm gay, I understand Eminem, and I know what it is he's trying to say. But it's difficult for people in the straight world to understand. Okay? So,
Well, take a shot at it. I mean, what do you think is the meaning of the guy's homophobically? You're a gay man and a gay journalist, and you think Eminem is acceptable, and you don't believe that GLAAD knows what they're talking about. So...
I think that he is kidding. I think he's just kidding.
You think he's kidding. We happen to know that. I mean, that is something...
Well, you're straight, Phil. All right, and that's something I think it's cute that you think you understand, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right, and I'm telling you that it's because he's just joking around. All right?
But I knew that.
You think you knew it.
Why can't I say that I knew it?
Because you're straight. Okay.
Why can't I understand that if I'm straight?
Because you're straight, I don't think you have a firm grip on what we're talking about. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I think I speak to the gay community when I say he's a modern-day poet, and his ability to put words together in a string is brilliant. I think that you can look at the work of Dylan Thomas. You can go ahead and look at the work of Ezra Pound. You can look at the work of Lawrence Ferlinghetti. I think Eminem falls in line with all of those people.
All right, well, we're talking with Doug Danger here, and Doug Danger, who is calling our show to say that he thought Eminem was good before Elton John did. Do you think that Elton John is stealing your thunder?
I most definitely think Elton John is stealing the thunder of a lot of gay people who thought that Eminem was very talented.
All right, and Doug, you are a gay man and a gay journalist, and I can understand you speaking for yourself. I don't know if you can speak for the entire gay community. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Doug Danger about Eminem's appearance last night on the Grammys. What did you think of his performance with Elton John?
I thought it was tremendous. I've always felt that that Eminem's performances are a cut above. I think he is exciting. I think he is dynamic. I think he is a thrill to watch. I think he is lyrically. But again, I wanted to let people know that I thought this before Elton John. But see, what bothers me...
Well, what is it about that Elton John, you know...
Well, he's not really gay. You know...
Elton John's bisexual?
Elton John is bisexual. So he's pretending like he's a gay man and a gay journalist, but in point of fact, he's a bisexual man and a bisexual journalist. I'm a gay man. And that's the part that is kind of is difficult for me to live with, that Elton John is getting all of this... You know?
Well, he's a very, very prominent artist. He's a very, very famous singer-songwriter, and he, in a very public way, embraced Eminem. And I suppose that, had you the same platform...
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that bothers me more than anything else. I don't have the same notoriety as Elton John. And I'm a good writer. I mean, I'm a very good writer. And if people bought writers the way they buy musicians, if people wanted to read the way they want to listen to music, I think that I would be a very popular writer, and I would have a large... audience to talk to about Eminem, but unfortunately, I don't have a big audience. So therefore, everybody's listening to Elton John.
Even though that you don't think he has a right to embrace Eminem, because
I don't think he has the right to say he's a gay man and a gay journalist. I think he has the right to say he's bisexual. But I believed in Eminem long before anybody else.
All right, Doug Danger is with us. He's a writer for the. Well, so what does that get you, man? So you believed in Eminem before anybody else?
I'm just saying. I speak as a gay man, as a gay journalist.
All right, so you're a gay guy that thought Eminem was fantastic before anybody else.
Before any other gay person. Is that
you're convinced of that?
Yes, I am.
You're the first gay guy in America that thought Eminem was cool.
I really believe it, because look at all these other gay people. They did not think it.
Well, I don't know how you can say that.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, you're pretty sure. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier talking about how he knew that Eminem was cool before any other gay group. And by the way, GLAAD standing out there on the sidewalk, you say you speak for the gay community. There's GLAAD. They speak for the gay community, too.
I think I speak for more of them.
You don't know that, man.
Well, GLAAD didn't have a big crowd.
Well, they didn't have a big crowd, but at least that's one segment, okay? 1-800-449-8686. What are we talking about here? Eminem's show on the Grammys? Or are we talking about Doug thought he was cool before any other gay people did? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
You know that, right?
I know you're gay, yes.
Okay, then why don't I get some recognition for liking Eminem?
I don't know, man. It's that you write for a newspaper. There's not a big circulation. Elton John, he gets a whole lot of people. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. This is the Phil Hendry Show. My guest online here from Santa Ana, California, is Doug Danger. He's a writer for the Orange County Courier, openly gay writer. You say that you embraced...
I'm not claiming anything, Phil. I did embrace...
Okay, I'm not doubting you. You embraced Eminem as a great artist. And
I'm not getting the credit because Elton John gets all of the accolades, and he is not legitimate. He's a known bisexual. He's a known bisexual by all. So how come he gets to be, everybody thinks he's good?
Well, look, if it means anything to you, man, I'm proud of you.
Well, don't condescend to me, okay?
I'm not condescending to you. If you listen to me, I'm saying good for you that you liked Eminem. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Nisi on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I don't understand what the big deal is. Eminem is who he is. He's going to say what he says. But to
That's
put
right.
down GLAD in the gay community, then you know what GLAD has done for us. If you're a true gay male and you've
well,
been out
man,
for
I'm
all
a gay
of
journalist.
Eight.
I'm a gay man.
Okay,
I'm a gay
what
journalist.
If you have gay journalist? You're a journalist. Whether you're straight, gay, it doesn't
but
matter.
But I'm a gay journalist.
Okay,
in
you've been out all of 8 months, and you say you speak for the community. The community is behind
way.
GLAD.
I write in a gay way, and the community's glad. I don't think the community's behind GLAD because Elton John
and the
John
community
and me,
is behind you. I mean, we have to deal with enough crap.
Are you gay?
I'm lesbian. Yes, I
all
am.
Right. Well, do
openly
you
lesbian.
Conduct your life? You conduct your life in the best lesbian way that you know how, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to be as
but
gay
not
as
by
I can
putting
be.
Down my fellow. Gay and lesbian.
Well, here's the thing of it is, Niecy, and you know it's true. I know it's true. We might as well let all the straight people know. Lesbians and gay men don't get along.
Sure
and we,
they
and
do.
We never, not,
sure
listen,
they
don't
do.
Lie.
According
don't lie.
To who?
Don't,
you've been out
gay
all
men,
of 8 months, and gay, you speak for the community?
Exactly.
I don't think
well, that,
so.
That was the point I was trying to make. You don't speak for the
community. Wait a minute. You're straight, Phil, so what do you know?
Well, I just...
You don't know anything. Now,
I agree.
I'm
he
gonna,
doesn't
no.
know anything. There's no way he can speak for the community.
I will tell you this. Niecy, gay men can't stand lesbians.
According and to who? You as an individual? You've been in a life for 8 months.
I've been
for
out of the closet for almost...
And you speak for the community? I think not.
I've been out for over 7 months, yeah.
7 months. Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when you get 10 years under your belt, then you talk about knowing the community.
Out?
10 years. 10 years. The community needs to unite
how
and come together
you know,
as
how
one.
Long, how long have you known you were lesbian?
10 years.
So immediately you came out?
Absolutely. Why
okay.
not?
Well, what do you think? Well, I mean, I'm proud of you. That's great. It took me longer because I'm in a high-profile profession. I just can't come out of the closet like that.
Okay, but okay? if you are in such a high-profile
profession,
then
tell
you know that it is important for us to put a face
all
on who
right.
we are.
The
we have
people,
to come out of the closet. We have to unite.
Wait.
How dare you come on the radio and put down GLAD?
Well, I'm
how
not putting
dare
down GLAD.
You say
I'm just
you
saying
speak
that
for the community.
It's painful for gay men to be around lesbians for any length of time. It just, it hurts.
I disagree.
Physically
I disagree.
Hurts.
I have tons of
First
gay
of all,
male
well,
friends.
Sure,
I have
they say
brothers
that, to
that
you.
Are gay.
Yeah, they say that to you. I'm sure
and
they
you
do.
Speak for the community. You've
I'm
been out 8 months and you
all
speak
I'm
for the community.
Eminem
do you not
awesome.
Know the struggle that we're enduring? For you to come out and say something like that,
See
you're
what
going
I mean?
Against
so
everything
here's
that we've
here's
fought
a lesbian
for.
That won't shut up. This lesbian won't shut up.
Well, you won't shut up either.
Because I have a stupid man. It doesn't matter about your sexuality. The things that you're saying doesn't make any sense.
All right, what do you think of Eminem?
He's an artist. What he says
he's
and
good,
what
isn't
he does is beyond
he's good.
Me. He's
and yet
an artist. Yes, he's gay bashing. Do I think that he should be
allowed
protested
to?
Against? Absolutely not. But would
okay.
I allow kids
and
to...
There, and out on the street was GLAD embarrassing all gay people with the bunch
they were
of
not
old
embarrassing,
dykes
sweetheart.
Queens.
They were showing pride. They were showing pride.
By the way, Patricia Ireland, she's not out of the closet, is she? And yet she's standing there, the dyke that she is, talking about...
Oh, wait a second, okay? Don't start outing anybody or...
Well, she's standing right there. You know, and all I'm saying is...
Who, Patricia Ireland?
Yeah. Look at Eminem.
You do not speak for the community. I assure you, you do not speak for the community.
Oh, but GLAD...
You have no idea how much damage you're doing by going against GLAD. Do you know?
Like
do you know the
gays
rights that
like
you don't
dykes.
Have? Do
gays.
You understand the struggle that we're trying to overcome?
I'm
do
trying
you
to
even
speed
comprehend
it up.
That?
I'm trying to speed the process up.
How are you speeding it up?
By
we
coming out with
to
some
speed
honesty.
Up, we have to unite.
By coming out with some honesty. Gay
what honesty?
Can't...
It's hatred. You're doing the
no.
same thing that Eminem is doing.
What am I doing?
You're saying...
spreading hate.
No, I'm not. All I'm saying is something that every gay guy knows. We don't like dykes.
What gay guy? Who? You? You're
me
one who's been in the community for 8 months. What have you done?
There's
what
a friend
do you
of
know
mine,
of our struggle?
Ron Berenger and I ran into some dykes the other day. It was horrible.
Okay, that doesn't mean that they're all bad.
Excuse me, Mr. Straight Man. Butt out.
Okay. It has nothing to do with sexuality.
Well, I'm telling you, I would have gone down to the GLAD protest, but the smell...
Okay, now you're really...
No, I'm being honest.
Just like you couldn't write about it because you were on vacation, now you couldn't join in a demonstration because of the smell. You seem to be a man with several excuses.
Ma'am, let me ask you this. Is it necessary for dykes not to shave their legs?
All right. Thank you very
you
much.
You know what?
Well,
you're...
yeah.
Good luck
Thank you.
To you.
1-800-449-8686.
Oh, listen to you. You're getting all...
I'm trying to stick to the point here. Here is Terry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, Terry, go ahead.
Hi. I'd just like to say a couple of things to Doug, and I hope he doesn't interrupt me the way he did me.
Can I just say one thing, Terry, before between both of you guys? We're talking about Eminem at the...
I'm trying to stay on the point.
No, you're not. You're going off on how gay guys don't like dykes, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Exactly.
Go ahead, Terry.
I'm straight, okay, so you should have no problem with me, but I just want to know what you think...
I'm gay.
Well, I know that already, but why do you think that this is such a big deal that you have to be the first gay person to ever like Eminem? How do you put yourself in the mindset of all other gay people in the world and say with complete, you're just so emphatic that you were the very first gay person to ever like Eminem? How do you
know?
Were you in the mind of every other gay person in the world when Eminem first started?
Exactly.
Can you honestly say you are the first person that was gay that ever liked Eminem? And why do you care that Elton John, who is going to always get more notoriety than you because of the status he has in life right now, why do you care so much that he has more notoriety or he has more fame about this Eminem thing than you do? I don't think Elton John intended for this to be the political issue when he decided to perform with Eminem as you are making this, Doug.
Well, first of all, I liked Eminem long, way, way, way long ago. And now all these gays, because Elton John came out and said it was all right, now they're all saying, well, maybe he ain't that bad. That bothers me a lot, because I liked him before the other gays did.
Okay, you came out of the closet 8 months ago. Eminem was popular before you came out of the closet. So how could you,
I was gay before that. I mean,
before that, but you couldn't come out as a gay person 10 months ago and say, I love Eminem, because you hadn't even come out of the closet.
But I liked him. And I liked him before other gay people did.
How do you know? She just asked you.
How do you know that? Were you in every gay person's mind in the entire world?
I'm pretty sure that I was.
No. You're only saying that you liked him before any other gay person did. I bet you there's 10 other gay people that will call you right now and tell you that before you ever came out, they liked Eminem.
No, wait a minute. We just heard that bull dyke, and she...
I don't want to hear that anymore.
Why are you saying that about her? She's the same exact sexual orientation you are.
But you got to understand something. You're straight, Terry?
Yes, I'm straight.
Gay men would rather spend all their time with straight women than with gay women. I mean, it's just... you got to believe me on this one.
A lot of gay people happen to just like each other. It doesn't have anything to do with sexual orientation. A person is a person.
No, I got
to. I don't hate you because you're gay.
I don't hate Niecy because she's a lesbian.
Hate Niecy. You say she doesn't shave her legs.
I didn't say I hated her. I just said I wish she'd bathe more regularly.
What if she shaved her legs? You said she didn't shave her legs. What if she shaves her legs? Every lesbian,
then
you generalize.
Then we could start.
You generalize and you stereotype, and that is what you're...
Now we have an entryway into conversation. If she just shave her legs.
I want to say one more thing, and then I'm going to
We're talking about Eminem.
No, I liked Eminem.
I would like to say one more thing. You stereotype, Doug.
Yeah?
You stereotype completely, and you generalize completely, and no one should do that. Not straight people, not gay people, not black people, not white people, not anyone, okay? So you need to stop generalizing, and you need to stop stereotyping, and then you'll be maybe as notorious or as popular and famous as Elton John one day.
There you go. Another straight person telling a gay person how to do it.
Thank you very much for your time.
Another straight person lecturing to a gay person.
Phil,
now, if you find a black person, start telling them how to live, too.
No, I don't have to do that. I'm just living as a person.
No, come on, Terry. I
want
to hear you do it. No, I want to hear you do it. I mean, you're telling a gay person how to live. Why don't you find some black people and tell them how to live?
Am I telling you how to live? I'm just telling you that you shouldn't be generalizing.
You're telling another gay person how to live.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you not to generalize.
Let me just worship the altar of your straightness.
You don't let anyone get a word in edgewise. I tell you not to generalize. I would tell that to any straight person.
Do you use meat?
Do I what?
Do you use meat?
Do I use meat?
Meat, N-E-E-T, for the legs.
No, I use a razor, okay?
Okay, all right, I was just wondering.
What difference does it make?
Phil, this guy is nuts. I don't
even know why you have him on your show.
I liked Eminem before anybody else.
Yeah, we got
already. I liked Eminem before you did.
No, not before. Are you gay? Then you're
straight.
A liar. Then you're a liar.
All right. Thank you very much. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, did we lose our connection to Doug? Maybe that's a blessing in disguise. It's Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Okay, so we saw Eminem last night, and we watched the Grammys. By the way, they were just great. If you were honest, they were dull. If you're really honest with yourself, they were dull, dull, dull. I'm not talking about Eminem with Elton John. We'll talk about that in a second, which was terrific. I think he's a great young artist. I've changed my mind. He's fantastic, okay? I'm on board. I'm down. Everything's cool. Eminem, he's it. But the rest of that show, Jon Stewart, you know, they tell me he's funny, and I totally and 100% trust and believe that. Last night on What Happened to That Cat, let me just say this. I woke up this morning wishing Temptation Island had somehow made it into my life last night. It didn't, though, you know. So 8 o'clock, my wife, let's turn on the Grammys. You ain't going to know Temptation. Come on, honey, just no. No Temptation Island, the Grammys. Baby, it's not going to. Madonna was cool. I liked that. I liked her set. I liked U2. I liked, I thought that duet, Sheryl Crow and Shelby Lynn, was phenomenal. I thought they were both terrific. I dug that so much. And that Shelby Lynn, they need to bronze the trailer that she was born in, because she just let me be kind, isn't she just a gorgeous little tomboy? They take the wheels off that thing she was born in and send them to Nashville, man, and because she's something else. Nikki's friend danced in the Madonna song last night. Oh, really? Craig's girlfriend's friend danced in the... we are abrush with greatness over here. Craig's girlfriend's friend danced in the Madonna number. Which one? Who was it? A guy? Girl? A guy. One of her gay friends? Thanks very much for that, Craig. So anyway, yeah, Nikki, like my wife, you know, they just love hanging around the gay guys. Okay. So that show last night was a stiff. Wasn't it a stiff? Come on. It sucked. Forget about whether we'll talk about Eminem, but the show sucked. Everything that Jon Stewart said, God bless him. He's a talented, funny man. It's not easy, man. The funniest thing of the night was Ray Romano and that fat slob from King of Hearts shooting the T-shirts into the crowd. It was beautiful. Said every time we go to the Staples Center, man, that's what people really dig there. And ain't it the truth? I first saw that phenomenon at the Miami Arena during hockey games, and they would slingshot T-shirts into the crowd. And so, oh, okay, I get it. You know, free stuff, people dig it. So, and what else was cool about the show last night? Did you dig Destiny's Child? They were pretty, you know, whatever. I don't know. I'm old and I'm white and I'm a lot of things. I don't know. I try. You know, the problem with me, and I'm going to say this, and maybe Moby, that set with the blue band, the guy, that was Jill Scott, and that was fantastic, okay? I dug that, the percussion, everything. It was very cool. Very cool. I can't think of anything else. The thing of it is this. It's a very difficult thing for me because of what I do for a living. I have to stay plugged into the culture. It isn't like I can just bring Phil Hendry to the radio and necessarily become the most fascinating and interesting guy that has ever been heard in the history of man on this planet. Like, for instance, Woody Allen. Woody Allen can take his pedestrian and awfully, sometimes very boring and insufferable attitudes and viewpoints and opinions about New York, cram it all into one big movie, and it comes out interesting, and it's Annie Hall. And after that, everything else he does sucks. He's like a two movies, and everything else is really just ain't worth it, right? Am I right or am I wrong? But he got those two movies, and people got to remember that. Hendry, I got 3 hours every day. I got to relate. So I got to sit, and I got to watch, and I got to pretend like I'm interested. The Grammys, yeah, I got to tell you something, guys. 15 years I was a disc jockey. 15 years I was in the music business. 15 years I talked to record promo guys. I talked to artists. I went to shows. I contested with listeners. We took requests. I was right there in the wheelhouse. I hated every minute of it. I didn't like it because the people that I met, while nice people, I wasn't impressed with them as much as I was impressed with myself and what I could do as an entertainer. And so I couldn't get up for it, you know? I remember interviewing a lot of these people. I'm not going to mention any names. I interviewed some of the biggest names in the business. And I will not mention their names because I don't want it to sound like I'm now going to take advantage of the... But they were boring. They were mean. It's just they were not people that I wanted to be around, okay? And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do, and it ain't here. It ain't in the music business. And I'm not going to get thrilled and excited about... I remember when Led Zeppelin's last album came out, and I was listening to people talking about the musicological event of the century, Led Zeppelin's Into the Outdoor. And it was, like, probably their, you know, second to worst album. Me, I get home and I watch, I flip on the movie channels. What's wrong with that? What am I, a freak? Because I want to watch something without commercials? How do you cats sit down and watch episodic television? You got to watch commercials. Sopranos, I dig it, man. It's episodic. I don't have to watch a commercial. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was television not having commercials. Now, of course, the commercials are really good. People actually wait for the commercials. I mean, the Super Bowl, everybody was couldn't wait for the bloody commercials in the Super Bowl. The Federal Express spot, oh, yeah, that's thumbs up on that one, and the other .com, whatever. Everybody was grooving with the spots of the commercials. For me, it's like it's I can do without it, even though they're better than they ever have been. I don't want to watch commercials. I want to watch something from beginning to end, which means the movie channels. And which means, like, yeah, man, I'll check out Baton with Robert Taylor before I watch ER. That's me. It doesn't make you guys wrong. It makes me the freak. This is what I'm trying to say to you. I'm a freak. I know, man. I know you want to watch Everybody Loves Raymond. You got every right. Watch it. I know you want to see ER. I know you want to flip on Ally McBeal. Look, Malcolm in the Middle, it's so, oh, God, it's so wonderful. And I know, yeah, Yes, Dear, and freaking Grounded for Life, which I still, oh, God, I'm desperately trying to find something funny about that show. But, you know, here's Mike. The Heineken commercials during the Grammys were amazing. This is Mike. This is what I'm talking about. Oh, you mean Melissa? Yeah, well, Melissa thinks Eminem's the greatest poet since Dylan Thomas. So... let me get around to Eminem. Eminem's great. Here's the thing that I got with Eminem, though. Here's the problem that I have. It isn't about him. It's not his fault. It's just what happens in our culture. It's the Elvis Presley phenomenon repeating itself all over again. You know what I'm talking about, those of you who know what I'm talking about. And that is that, you know, you can have a series of black artists or black Latino artists slaving through a form, a musical form, for years, creating it, developing it, refining it, and suddenly when it gets real good, along comes the white boy and grabs it and boom, throws it right out there for everybody's consumption. Not even really his fault. White record buyers have been buying rap for years. But all of a sudden, Eminem comes along, he's acceptable. Yeah, he's the bad boy, but come on, man. Everybody digs this. He wouldn't have been on the Grammys were it not for the fact this guy is completely acceptable to the mainstream. Completely. He wouldn't have made it on television if he wasn't. Elvis Presley came along and took away the thunder rhythm and blues. Well, the same thing with Eminem. What do you got, NWA and Ice-T or any of these other groups that were saying things just as radical, saying things just as homophobic, just as racist, just as anti-woman, but they were just a bunch of dumb ghetto blacks being angry, and you had to keep your kids away from them, right? Sure. There are a lot of sweaty, dumb ghetto blacks, but Eminem, he's blonde. Not only is he white, he's blonde. Just to round out the effect. And suddenly, bagging on women, bagging on fags, bagging on blacks, that's cool. And he's just kidding. And I'm sure that he is. I have no doubt that he's kidding. Hey, maybe Ice-T was kidding too. What do you think about that? Well, he couldn't have been kidding. Why? Because he's an angry black man. Oh, I see. Now you're projecting. He must be angry. He has to be angry. He must be pissed about something. And he's talking about killing cops too. Hey, maybe he was kidding. Elvis comes along. He's the bad boy swinging his hips. Hey, Chuck Berry was doing a duck walk. So a white guy can swing his hips. In those days, a black guy swung his hips, and he was swinging from a tree. Chuck Berry had to cool out some beef with a white chick because it was the 50s. It was the South. He couldn't do it. Elvis Presley, just like Chuck Berry said, if I was Elvis, I could have cooled it out with money. Well, now here we are. Have things changed that much, folks? Have they changed? Come on. Have they really changed that much? Now we got Eminem coming along, acceptable white boy, bringing it to the masses, bringing it to the mainstream. My God, how long before he becomes the official spokesman for Pepsi? Because you know it's going to happen. I'm giving it 6 months. This cat's going to be doing Pepsi commercials. And that's the only thing that I got. That's the problem that I get a little bit tired of being on the treadmill, okay? I get a little bit tired of having to have the next big thing shoved down my throat once a week, okay? I'm dancing as fast as I can. I'm trying to swallow this culture as quickly as I can. It's time we start creating our own culture around here and not having a lot of corporations created for us. This is bullcrap. I mean, you know, of course they're kidding. Fight the power. Bull crap. You guys are joking. But you didn't get the message out there because you were living the art. You know, you were being what Eminem's being. I mean, you were being angry and black. Well, he's being cute and white. Guess what? He sells, you don't. But I get a little bit weary of having to, this week, here's another big thing. Next week's going to be another big thing. Following week's another big thing. You know what? I'm done with all the big things. I got all the big thing I need. Okay? Me and my wife. All right, I'm done. Okay, we'll go on. We'll move on to something else. Okay? I'm done kvetching and crying. Okay? That's fine. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bore you with all of that. I understand. He's clowning. So is everybody else, but you guys, okay, all right, never mind. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. You know, if we get an interesting call, we'll put it on the air. I said I was done. I'm not. Now, here's another thought. In 20 years, I got another prediction. In 6 months, Eminem is the spokesman for Pepsi, and in 20 years, rap will be predominantly a white musical form. How do I know? Because I got rock and roll already to look back on. I got the history of rock and roll to look back on. I know what happened then. I know how it was basically co-opted by whites, and it turned by the 70s into a primarily white mainstream music. Well, the same thing's going to happen with rap. So if I were you black folks, you better start inventing something new. Because this ain't going to be yours for long. The salvo's been fired. The initial assault on the beach has been launched. Eminem's leading the attack. It's white. So we need something new to steal. What do you think? What are you going to come up with? Some jungle rhythm? Anything, man. Something out of the jungle. We love it. Because rap is not your music any longer. And you know what? I know what everybody's going to say. I know what you're all thinking. Music's music. And it's colorblind. And it's sure. Work in the record business for a while. Work in the radio business for a while. Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you cats a story that you aren't going to believe. My wife, Maria Sanchez... Back around 95, when did the O.J. thing happen, 94, 95? Everybody wanted an interview with O.J. Simpson. Everybody wanted to get an interview with O.J. Everybody wanted to get him on the air. My wife, Maria, was working at that time at a local Los Angeles radio station. I will not mention which one. And it wasn't KFI. And she was working in public affairs. And she, through her hard work, got a hold of O.J.'s people and was able... to get him secured for an interview. Okay? Now, Mr. Simpson apparently had certain criteria. He didn't want to be on certain radio stations. My wife went to a black station in town. Now, Maria is blonde. She's white. She's green-eyed. I mean, you know, what are you going to do, okay? And she said, I got O.J. Simpson. And they said, you know what? Thank you. We'll take it from here. And she said, what are you talking about? We'll get one of our own people to interview him. He said, wait a minute. I went out. I got the interview. I did the legwork. Well, frankly, Maria, we don't think you can speak to the needs of our listeners. Reed, you ain't black. Now, That's okay, because, like I said, I got a lot of years in this business. There are black radio stations, there are white radio stations. You don't believe it? Well, you know what? I don't know what to tell you, but there are, okay? There's what used to be called rhythm and blues stations. Now there are urban stations. But it's all the same thing. There's black, and then there's CHR, and there's talk, and everything like that. That's white. You know, there's black and white. That's just the way the business is. This business has been segregated for years. For years, this is a de facto segregation in the broadcast business. Black people have this radio station, white folks got this one, the Spanish one's got that one. That's just the way it works. So don't give me this song and dance about how, well, it's music, and the music's universal. Bull crap. Music's universal. And the Grammy Awards are simply the large blender where you take all of these unique musical influences and these unique musical styles. Hey, did you get a load of the Native American Award last night? That was a hot one. And Robbie Robertson, what is he now, about 85? He gets up there, well, it's nice to know that they're honoring our music, Val. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was I supposed to read from that Val Kilmer and Robbie Robertson are Indians? Is that... Oh, that's the thing? Oh, okay, thank you. I didn't quite get it. Val looked a little embarrassed to be there, and he's standing, and Robbie is, and you know what? Our music is being finally, like those cats go home and they slap on a side of that. Sure, right, man. Val's going to go home after a long day shooting. Hey, baby, how about a beer? This is a great jam. Yeah. Sure. Hey, baby, how about a beer, man? You know, let's... So the Grammys is this big blender. You take all these marvelous, unique musical stylings, throw it into one big freaking blender and pour it out, man, the next day, and you got American music. And it's all kind of slopped together, and it's not really even slopped together. It's all sort of made acceptable. You got Eminem over here. He's white. He says a lot of bad boy stuff, but nobody's going to take him seriously from now on because, you know, we know he's clowning. And, well, what about all these? And then, you know, like 10 years from now, some white kid's going to be in a library and he's going to be going through all these CDs and he's going to find Ice-T and he's going to find, you know, Run DMC. He's going to find all these really, these original rappers and who's that guy from New York? Africa Who? Mike? Mambata? He'll find all that stuff. And Kraftwerk, too. And anyway... All that great African music, and he'll go, Jesus, look at this. I didn't know. I had no idea that rap, you mean only black people were rappers once? Yeah. As a matter of fact, they were the only ones that were rappers. Really? God, that's wild. These are the heavy musical influences. We got to get these guys out of retirement. We got to put them on tour, maybe put them in a club, get their autograph, maybe bring them back out of retirement, and, you know, like, it'll be a B.B. King story all over again, you know? Like John A. Lomax traveling the South and recording these rappers, you know, who've just come in from the cotton field because the white folks are doing all this. I don't know, but I'm telling you it'll happen. Another 20 years. But that Indian Award last night, but can we get a hold of some of that stuff? You know, it was a, and now John Feathertree for, you know, Sayonara. Also, Running Bear for You Looking Good in the Early Morning. I mean, it's the same song, wasn't it? There was one with a flute, and the rest of it was just a bunch of cats. It's the wrong context, man. Get it out. It's got to be like the Native American Music Awards alone. That way I can get it. One show for them by themselves because, you know, Robbie Robertson and Val Kilmer, and they're the Indians? Okay. Two Dogs Screwing with I Love Buffalo. Phil Henry Show.